AURN News.
I'm Ebony McMorris.
Without additional funding from Congress to support getting shots into arms, USAID will have to cut short our crucial and effective efforts to turn vaccines into vaccinations.
That was White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki during the press briefing saying more money is needed for COVID. Now, more than $15 billion in additional money was taken away from a government spending bill after disagreements between Republicans and Democrats. Now, the White House detailed in a statement what could happen if funding is not passed. It said the U.S. will not have enough additional boosters or variant-specific vaccines if needed for all Americans. The federal government is unable to purchase additional life-saving monoclonal antibody treatments and will run out of supply to send to states as soon as late May. The government will not be able to purchase sufficient quantities of treatments for immunocompromised individuals, and the federal government will be unable to sustain the testing capacity built over the last 14 months. For AURN News, I'm Ebony McMorris.